Tucson's food scene has gotten some international recognition. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, has added Tucson to its Creative Cities Network, but it's the only American city to be on the list for gastronomy. Joining me to talk about what that means is Gary Nabhan, director of the Center for Regional Food Studies at the University of Arizona. Gary, what does this designation mean?
The mayor has established a commission on food heritage, sustainability, and economy that will help guide this and foment both opportunities for tourism-related events, scholarly exchanges with these other cities in the UNESCO Creative Cities Network, and deeper discussion of how we can use food to fuel our economic recovery here in southern Arizona.
How do you sort of get the word out that Tucson is such a foodie city? I mean, it's not, I don't know that it's one that people outside of even Arizona might think of.
Well, we're not trying to be a city of gourmets. We're not trying to be a Santa Fe wannabe or Charleston, New Orleans, or Boston. What we're trying to do is say that the diverse cultures of Tucson really rally around food culturally and economically. One in six of our jobs here in Tucson are related to food, farming, and ranching. We have over 50 community gardens and church gardens, with our neighborhoods being involved in this. We have city initiatives to use water harvesting to grow food crops and crops that reduce the urban heat island effect. So it's in part this ancient history of food innovation, but we also have incredible vitality in the innovations that are occurring in Tucson today.
It almost sounds like what you're doing is using food as a window into the community of Tucson and sort of the history and almost the soul of Tucson.
You've got it. You know, it's this wonderful fusion between Native American traditions of Tohono-O'odham and Yaqui, the Hispanic traditions, Western American cowboy traditions that fuse in Tucson, Phoenix, Las Cruces, and other cities in the Southwest. But in Tucson, we're really using that to say, this is how we take pride in our identity, uniqueness, and move ahead. It's not so much that the designation is the stopping point. It's really what we do with this UNESCO designation that interests us here in Tucson. And we're launching the discussion of being a city of gastronomy in Tucson with a food, faith, and climate change conference that will bring people in from around the state to discuss how we can make sure that the poorest of the poor and the people currently marginalized by our food system get more affordable, healthy, and accessible food, so that this designation is really helping the people most in need in our community.
Gary Nabhan is the director of the Center for Regional Food Studies at the University of Arizona. We are talking about Tucson's new designation from UNESCO as a gastronomy city.